The Penn State case has provoked in all of us deeply powerful emotions and shaken our most fundamental confidence in many ways. As we, the Executive Committee, the Division I Board, and I, have examined and discussed this case, we've kept foremost in our thoughts the tragic damage that has been done to the victims and their families. No matter what we do here today, there is no action we can take that'll remove their pain and anguish. But what we can do is impose sanctions that both reflect the magnitude of these terrible acts and that also ensure that Penn State will rebuild an athletic culture that went horribly awry. Our goal is not to be just punitive, but to make sure the university establishes an athletic culture and daily mindset in which football will never again be placed ahead of educating, nurturing, and protecting young people.
Stop lying.
Another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour with your host Chris
and Jonathan.
Hope everybody's doing well today. Before we get into the business at hand, we just wanted to give our condolences to those who lost their lives and the families of those who were injured in this horrific shooting out in Colorado.
Yeah, much love to the families. I hope everybody can keep their heads up, the ones who did survive. Oh, it is a tragedy, and we wish all the families the best.
I just wanted to say, for those who seem to be thinking life is rough, like this kid James Holmes, who felt like the world was just against him and everybody's fault, not his, either talk to somebody or
get some help.
Yeah, just think about what you're doing. I know the world can be a fucked up place, and it's not easy, but doing something like that is not the way to go. You just bring everybody else down.
Yeah. And if you see any kind of warning signs, say something, please. Or anything like this happens.
Please do. Just to note something I saw on Black Sports Online. A shout out to this brother named Jarrell Brooks. This 19-year-old who was in the theater. And he was headed out trying to get out. And he saw this woman screaming for help, want to help her kids, and instead of leaving, he actually tried to push her out the way, covered her and her kids up, and actually took a bullet. He's okay. He was one of the survivors, but took a bullet for her kid. And for some reason, this guy, Jimmy Roars, according to the website, was the father of the kids and the girlfriend to this woman and decided to basically up and leave them and worry about himself and not his family, which being a family man
coward
myself, yeah, that ain't cool, dude. Don't nobody know what they're going to do in a situation like that, so I can't all say, well, I would have done this. But damn, for sure, I wouldn't have left
my
wife
family behind.
Hell no.
Nah. That ain't happening.
No.
Yeah, much love to that brother who put his life on the line to save that family. He didn't have to do that, but, no good deed goes unwarranted, brother. You will be blessed. You will.
Just to show you got the crazy folk who want to shoot up crap. You do have other people in there who will, put their lives to the side to help others. So that's always good to see in the midst of tragedy like that. So,
A shout out to the Denver Broncos. Read that they went to the hospital, went to go see some of the survivors and guys who were recuperating. And heard some of them even got a chance to get a call from Peyton Manning. So, that always lift up some spirits. So, shout out to them for that.
Yeah, so like I said, our prayers go out to that family. But now to get into some business.
Serious business.
I just want to let you guys know you are listening to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. You can find our podcast on blackisonline.com. A lot of great information on there. Great content. Other podcasts on there as well, such as the Black Is Break featuring Casey Lehman and the Black Is Family and Culture Connection with Brother Malcolm. We're also on Stitcher and iTunes. Type in Brother Lehman, or you can look under the Black Is Podcast. And if you want to contact the Happy Hour, you can do so via email at thebrotherslehman@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at Brothers Lehman, or you can call the Happy Hour at 323-455-4219.
Hit us up. Take any questions, comments, concerns, anything you guys want to know. If you guys think we need to make any tweaks or anything that we need to do, you know, let us know. Definitely want to hear from y'all.
Oh, yeah. If you want to challenge our opinions, please do. And we're going into, this being Monday, the big story of today that broke. The NCAA handed down their sanctions on Penn State. And no, they did not give them the
death penalty, quote unquote.
The dreaded death penalty. But they still got their hits in. A record $60 million fine. $60 million. A 4-year ban from postseason play, no bowl games at all, a loss of 20 scholarships per year. Throughout all the victories from 1998 from 2001, they chose this period because they felt that 98 is when the first information about Sandusky allegations came out. Paterno fell from number one wins to 11 or 12, I heard.
Number 12 on the list now. Bobby Bowden's number one, so congrats to Bobby. You know, this ain't the way you want to get it, but, you know, it is what it is.
Right. Also, they're on a 5-year probation period.
Oof.
All the current or incoming players can transfer to wherever they want. Also, the Big Ten is not allowing Penn State to share in a conference bowl revenue during this 4-year ban, which basically accounts to $13 million they're losing out. And this was all on top of yesterday when the Paterno statue got removed from the football stadium. People, of course, have chimed in on their opinions on whether the NCAA did a good job. Did they not do enough? Did they do too much? And it's been a mixed bag, I should say.
Well, me personally, I like what the NCAA did here as far as the sanctions and what they did. This is a situation that's never happened before. And you got to do what you got to do to make this, you know what, a one-time incident. And based on the sanctions and what they're punishing Penn State with, I don't think any other school is going to do anything like this. I mean, this is a big blow. You might as well have given them the death penalty. Their school is going to be terrible. You know, you can't recruit guys like you want to. You know, you're missing 20 scholarships a year, so you're only carrying 65 people opposed to everybody else who has 85 people. So depth alone is a question mark. Then, you know, you got the people who don't want to come there anymore. This has tainted the reputation of your entire school. You know, even academic people, you know, people who are very smart, scholars, don't want to come there anymore based on what happened here. So that affects that. And then, you know, the $60 million hit, that's a big chunk of money that they're losing. That's a lot of money that could go to, you know, helping the school. But instead, it's being taken away. It's unfortunate, but based on what happened, it was warranted. Yeah, they deserved it. You know, Joe Paterno, they had to do something for him, you know, even though, you know, rest in peace, he's gone. But they had to do something. And, you know, docking him all those wins, that's a lot. But they had to do something, you know, to prove a point. That you can't just cover stuff up like this. That you can't.
Oh, no.
You cannot. And then the 4-year bowl ban, you know, is big because you got cats who they have aspirations of wanting to go pro one day. And if I can't play in a bowl game, you know, what the hell do I want to come to your school for?
Yeah, basically.
Secondly, it's hard enough to get in a bowl game as it is. Now we can't even play in them.
No, bowl games. Like, damn.
Yeah, so it's like, well, their athletics are going to take a major hit, and they're going to suck for a while, a long while. So Penn State fans and alumni, be prepared because it's going to be a while before you guys are relevant again.
Oh, no, I think this was appropriate. We throw the death penalty out there for everybody who does something extreme. It's like, all right, death penalty, let's just hit them. You know, so I'm all with this penalty. And, you know, they took it like a kid who knew they got in trouble and knew the ass-whooping was coming. I mean, they weren't like, let's try to fight this. We think that's too harsh. They were like, you know what? We fucked up.
Yep.
Give us our penalty. We will bend over, spank us, and, you know, because I think they're ready. I think the trustees, you know, realize that they fucked up in a sense. You know, we can always say everybody has a little blame in this. It's time for them to get past it, and they're not going to want to have this, you know, hanging over their heads. I mean, this is a rural school in the middle of Pennsylvania, wherever the hell it is in Pennsylvania. It's a small town, and think about when those small towns and your college is bringing in, basically bringing in all the money,
exactly.
And it's your football program that's bringing in the chunk of your money. Now, not only do you have that, but you got to cough up more money. That whole area is going to get hit. It's going to be affected because of this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Well, people may lose jobs, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's the funny part. Like, they try to cover it up to protect the program, but they end up killing the whole damn program and the school and the city.
Yeah.
Over one dude who they knew, you know, fine, the motherfucker can't recruit and you can't win. You know, but come on. You know, reading the janitors don't want to say that they seen the shit. They don't want to say nothing because they know Sandusky's high up, and if they say something, they're going to get fired. I heard some other people, you know, with students, of course, and, you know, those who support who felt like this was too much. And I do understand that aspect of when the NCAA penalizes somebody for some, you know, crap
that
the guy's not
doing.
Right, and they're like, well, it's affecting us. I'm like, well, they got to do something.
Yeah, they can't just let it slide.
Yeah, I mean, yes, the athletes, the student athletes aren't there anymore, but a lot of times the faculty is there.
Yeah.
The AD is there. And I mean, it was not only the AD, but the president and VP knew about it. It wasn't just Paterno covering the shit up. It was the big wigs at the school covering it up.
All right.
You know, so I'm sorry. I did hear one argument that, you know, did kind of make sense when it came to NCAA handing out these sanctions is, what happened to the Miami Hurricanes? That shit came out about, you know, over a 10-year period where they were just paying players and, you know, they getting hooker money and all this other stuff. And, you know, nothing happened. Well, at least not yet, but nothing's happened to them. You know,
well, nothing yet. I mean,
you know,
it's a case-by-case basis. I mean, this is serious. It's like, you know, yes, Miami situation is very serious as well. But in the case like this was a special case. I mean, this is in the class by itself. There is no comparison to anything like this before.
No, and you already got the free report.
This is history right here. This is a historic event in American history where it's going to go down, and it's going to tarnish the name of Penn State, but it is a historical thing now.
Yeah, it tarnishes football because NCAA President Mark Emmert say football will never again be placed ahead of educating, nurturing, and protecting young people. In this case, it is the latter, protecting young people. You know, that once the word pedophilia gets into it, it changes everything.
Yes, it
does. You know, if these were 19, 20-year-olds, if these were college students, it'd be fucked up anyway. But the fact that these are, like, minors and motherfucker 10, 12 years old. And,
young boy.
You know, yeah, you like, this is, wait a minute. You know,
a problem.
Yeah, everybody got a problem with it. It ain't, you know, everybody is down and everybody wishes you were dead.
It's completely immoral. It's disgusting.
It's terrible, man. And, you know, they got what was coming. I am very satisfied. I'm glad they had this shit happen.
Yeah.
And I hope it sends a message. It
oh,
had been funny, though, when I was looking at it and the dude was like, I'm reading his statement ahead of educating, nurturing, protecting young people. Educating, I mean, I get that in that sense. That sounds great. But, come on.
Yeah.
It comes to nurturing young people, I'm all with that. That comes before all of that shit. But in the NCAA, come on. What you think half these athletes don't care about? Their football program or they motherfuckers ain't graduating. You know about educating us about give me that money.
They ain't worried about their report cards. They ain't worried about their grades.
I do think schools will be more on top of on this. I mean, yeah, this is an isolated incident. This is like...
This is in a class in its own.
Yeah. Because he could have been murdered at the school. And they found out what happened. They were like, oh, okay. Well, he got what he deserved.
Yep.
We don't care. He did what? Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, do that. I'd have done that too. When do you think Penn State football will at least come back to shit making a bowl game? Fuck it. We already know for like 4 years they cannot make a bowl game. We know after this, once that's lifted, they're probably not going to make it for another 4 or 5 years. I mean, I know the program was not going to be the same with Joe Paterno going anyway. I mean, he needed to go for a while, but, you know, that transition gets to start. But with all this shit,
yeah,
what you think before Penn State football comes back?
It's going to be a long time. I mean, realistically speaking, I mean, look at it this way. They are out basically 80 scholarships those 4 years. That's 80 players you are missing out on.
On a program that's, you know, would be struggling anyway. You know, you don't know who you're going to get in that month. You don't know what coaches you're going to get. And if the coaches are good, right now the coaches are going to bounce.
Precisely. And then you also have the situation, you guys can't play in bowl games. Let's forget about the bowl game. You guys can't play in a conference championship or a bowl game.
Nope.
These high-profile guys who are coming out of high school, where they want to go and showcase their talents. They don't want to go to a school where, you know, they can't play in a bowl game. They can't be on Channel 7, you know, all the time, or ABC, NBC, or whatever. They want to go somewhere where they can be on TV, where they can play and show, you know, show the country how good they are. Can't do that there anymore. So in that case, most guys are going to take their talents elsewhere. And then where do you go recruiting-wise, explaining to all these people, you know, because when you're going to recruit people, you're going to meet their families and stuff. How do you look me square in the eye, shake my hand, and assure me my son will be fine, knowing what was going on at your school? How can you assure me of that? You know, there's always that cloud of doubt.
Yeah,
it's gonna linger for a long time. So I think it. To me, personally, it's going to be at least 10 years before they're relevant again.
Oh, I think so. That stain is going to last. 15
years is going to be a long time before they're good again.
It's going to take time to wash that off.
Oh, yeah.
For at least people to be like, all right, I'm willing to come to your school. Because I know there ain't a lot of, like, 5- and 4-star recruits coming out of the state.
Not anymore.
You know, now all them that you was going to get, you know, all right, we're going to Ohio State, Michigan. We'll go to the other teams in the Big Ten.
Exactly. And that's the other thing. You're in the Big Ten, man. That's a power conference. You got all these other schools who are recruiting the same guys you're recruiting, you know, so.
Yeah.
You just made it 10 times harder on yourself.
Paterno had been there so long.
Yeah.
I don't know what Penn State was like pre-Paterno. And now that this guy is like, now he's tainted. You know, not anybody that's going to, you know, can't nobody think of your program without it. It's not like, well, we had somebody pre-Paterno that we can be like, hey, well, at least we had this dude. Like, nope.
Nope.
This dude made y'all good, and we don't like him. He fucked up. So your program is basically starting from scratch. Because nobody's going to want to talk about the Joe Paterno period.
Nope.
At all.
At all.
It is a little fucked up, but, I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
The Penn State players on Twitter just kind of like, damn, y'all just wiped out. You know, now my games don't count.
Yeah, I read
that
too.
My college resume.
But
I don't know how much the school. I mean, a secret like that in a small town, people got to know. But it's still hard for me to believe that if everybody knew that, nobody said nothing. I mean, that's kind of like I am sure the people up at the top knew. I'm sure, you know, some of the coaches knew. You know, clearly, you know, it went up from the president, the AD, all the way to the janitors knew.
Right, the janitor caught you guys.
You wonder how much of that actually leaked out to the non-athletic students.
Yeah.
You know, just the regular students. So they're like, we got a motherfucking pedophile on the campus? You know, and if everybody's coming from these small towns, yeah, I can see that. But if I'm people who come here from, like, New York, L.A., Chicago, these big cities, that shit would have leaked out and got out somehow.
Yeah.
And be like, yeah, you know what? I heard this the assistant coach at our school be touching boys' asses. You know, I'm glad it's over with. I'm glad they got punished. And, you know, now the school can start to try to get back together. You know, this dude will go in jail and we can try to focus on some other good shit.
Yeah, we can move on from this nonsense that was going on back at that school.
No, it's just one fucking tragedy after another.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, y'all. You know, I hope y'all been enjoying the music we've been playing. You know, let me know what you think. If it's some proper tunes you want to hear, let me know. But we're going to come back, talk about some more funner things like the Magic wanting to keep Dwight Howard. What?
Yeah, all of a sudden, here we go. We're going in full circle once again. Oh my God!
Oh, yeah. We're gonna get into that.
Marinate on that for a few seconds.
We will be back. It's the Brother Flame of Sports Happy Hour.
Holla!
Killer instinct, and I'm just that type. But if the fight's not mine, I won't fight that fight. Life without struggling? Yeah, right. Make one mistake, won't make that twice. Out of sight, out of mind. Find yourself out of time. Buy your own pants, get your hands out of mine. In advance ain't a promise you will make it. There's work to be done, you must grind to shine. Every second is a blessing, yes it is precious, suggest you get off instant message. The aggression when you're finding a direction and heading non-stop, just to find that the road is blocked. You wanna pop, flip your lid and stomp, but settle down and work it out is really all you got. So I tell them, when I can't take it, I can't take it no more, this is what I say. Take it no more. This is what you say. And yeah, I'm frustrated. Fuck this. What's this? How much? Who, what, where, when, why, man, how come? So many questions unanswered. I don't understand. Could you please explain, sir? I'm in a phase I believe I can change in exchange for an explanation, estimation, hesitation. Isn't this visible? Dealing with digital, fidgeting through email when the issue is pivotal. Critical condition. My head's in, I'm heading in the wrong direction. Book me a session. Let it off my chest. I'll invest in a cannon, just so I can blow with my flow as my right hand man. Van Damme ass kicking with ash spitting. I'm that different, just as Jigga. He listened and witnessed the birth of a star. Emerging and surging his way up to the top of the charts. Now sing along. When I can't take it, I can't take it no more. This is what I say. La-di-da-da-da. La-di-da-da-da. Well, you can't take it. Well, you can't take it no more. Trying to come up, they wanna bring me down. When you trying to come up, they wanna bring you down. When you trying to come up, they wanna bring you down. When you trying to come up, they wanna bring you down. When you trying to come up, they wanna bring you down. All the kids sing along. When I can't take it, I can't take it no more. This is what I say. La da da da. La
it when you can't take it no more. This is what you say, la di da da da, la di da da da.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Buzz Lehman Sports Happy Hour with Chris and Jonathan. Into the NBA free agency, and we'll start off with where is Dwight Howard going now? Spin the wheel, and he is right now going back to Orlando. Well, not officially, but ownership came out and said that they are not going to trade Dwight Howard now, which, I mean, we can believe or we cannot believe. It could be just a smokescreen, but, I mean, coming out saying that Dwight Howard may not get traded until the start of the season, maybe not until the trade deadline. This just came a few days before, you know, Dwight Howard's agent came out and was like, well, Dwight Howard's not signing an extension with anybody. He's just going to go and play his season out and be a free agent. Which, of course it makes sense nowadays. We don't blame the agent for that. I blame the agent for not smacking this fool up on the head and be like, you know what year it is? How about you did this a year ago when you could have opted out? You could have been in, we could be going to Brooklyn with $100 million. Now you're still in Orlando. Now you're going to start talking about you want to be here. We know he's going to start talking about he want to be here.
You can see my face right now. It's so annoying and just.
So what, first game of the season, how you feeling? I'm ready to go out with my team.
I'm ready to go out and run. I want to stay here. I don't know who came up with all these rumors that I wanted to leave, but my heart is here. I've always wanted to stay here. Like, oh,
you know, he better not say that. I could see him saying that shit, too. You better
mark
be like.
Mark it down. Mark it down, because he will be saying it. It's like, come on, man. I'm sick of this whole Dwight Howard fiasco. This circus is getting on my nerves, and I want it to be over so badly. But you know what? It's only going to linger longer and longer and longer.
He must have fun with this shit, because I'm like, dude, still mad. I'm hitting motherfuckers on Twitter like, I don't care. It's going to take me a minute to be like, dude, you had the fucking opportunity to get this shit over with and go to the team you wanted to go to. God damn it, dude. What is wrong with you? You know, fine. Go to L.A. and be the third wheel. Go to L.A. and get behind Pau Gasol and Kobe Bryant.
And now I'm starting to hear L.A. fans starting to get annoyed by this, too, with Dwight Howard. Oh, I hate I'm tired of Dwight Howard. Buying him just as good. Be careful, fans.
Would you like, now you're saying that.
Now you're saying buying just as good. He's just as good. Y'all was crapping on him all night last week. But now he's 10 times better than Dwight Howard. Oh, okay.
Say what you need to say, Laker fans. Say what you need to say.
Right. You better butter him up. Butter him up.
Yep. You know, we know you guys, cause y'all are still in the mix. And Orlando's doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, you wait for the
best. It's just basically, it was his decision. You want to stay here? Fine. We're going to make the best deal for us. Fuck where you want to go now. I don't care anymore. You gave us the option to pick where we can send you. Thank you very much. We're going to send you where we want to send you. You know, and we hold the rights, so we'll probably throw you $100 million anyway for you to stay, knowing your ass is going to be unhappy. And you're going to come back because you want that fucking money.
Annoying now.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, Andrew Bynum's not signing an extension either. And for those who haven't really heard about the CBA yet, they can only sign an extension up to 4 years. Extensions only worth 4 years, and it does include the year you're already playing for. So they'd only be able to sign 3-year extensions versus just playing the year out and re-signing and getting a full 5 years. So, yes, it is smart. You know what? I like that wrinkle. I cannot front. It is going to be tough, but I'm a fan of the Lakers, Knicks, Miami, Boston, all these big market teams. It's going to be hard. You know, if you want to pay the luxury tax and it keep going up and you want to keep paying that shit, go right ahead.
Yep.
But this is going to be harder to keep. It feels like football. It feels exactly like pro football, that you know you only got like three or four guys on the team who probably going to be with the team forever.
Yeah. You got to – once you at a point with that – over that salary cap, you got to start restructuring contracts, cutting fools.
That's what – yeah. Seems like why you see guys every few years, they just leave. And they're like, they take the money.
Yep.
And the NBA is going to be like that now. Let's get into the other joint, the Jeremy Lin.
I didn't like Carmelo coming out calling his contract ridiculous.
Oh,
dude, your contract's ridiculous, man.
I will say that, nigga. Carmelo and J.R. Smith, that was a bitch move.
Yeah, dude.
Carmelo,
don't,
you got
don't
how
hate.
Much you making, Carmelo? 3 years, 65 years? Oh, that ain't ridiculous?
And J.R. Smith, let's just be honest. If you were such a stupid ass, you'd be getting more money than you're getting, you idiot. How about you get your head on straight and act right for once? Golly, I hate this, especially cats like J.R. Smith, who do all this crap off the court, acting stupid and retarded, and they're wondering why nobody want to pay them.
Yeah, we know why you're mad.
Well, because he act better than you.
Yeah, we know why you're mad. Because you want that $8 million contract, and they ain't offering it to you.
And
so you
got to
re-up for that $2.5 million. I see the other thing with the CBA. If this was 3 years ago, J.R. Smith be like, I want $8 million. I'm worth it. Now, motherfuckers don't have that kind of money.
Yeah,
you know, the Knicks don't. The Knicks got, you know, Carmelo. That's why you did it, Carmelo. That's exactly what Dwight was trying to do. Move over here. You know, let me get that money. You know, that's why James Dolan bit, because he was greedy. He couldn't resist not passing up on Carmelo. Taking
me
that
personally,
you know,
just from a business standpoint, I'd have to think about accepting that deal and then just trying to flip him come the third year.
Well, that's
just
tough.
He generated so much revenue and just so much love. But love him. I heard cats on my eye. I ain't a Knicks fan no more now. It's like, what? Really?
Yeah, I'm
done.
Back. I don't know. I do get it. On one end, I don't blame them for not matching him. I mean, what, 3 year, 25? He get 15 of that in the third year. I mean,
That's a grip.
You can try to trade him, but, you know, team is not, well, motherfuckers took on Joe Johnson contract. So, clearly, somebody would take the contract on.
Well, look what a Sheik's getting paid.
He got the same offer. Three-year,
yeah,
25.
Nope. Not with that. No, sir. No.
You'll start seeing this more as well.
With
you
that
know,
poison
pill especially
crap,
if it's a team. Yeah, especially
God.
If the team is good. And I read some of the stuff with Jeremy Lin, and, you know, the Knicks kind of like saying all the right shit, like, we want you here, we really do, but...
I have to agree, though. Mike Woodson came out, did make kind of a mistake, just saying Jeremy Lin's going to be our starting point guard. It's like, oh, okay. Y'all going to win.
Well, you know,
like,
I heard...
You jumped the gun a little bit there, dude.
Well, do you think that was a little, like, kind of funny on Jeremy Lin part, that he kind of went in the, you know, the last minute and been like, all right, yeah, let's change this contract up. The attack on another $6 million on that year three. But then we can't say as players, you people who know players, all these people say players is all about the money. So why am I mad at Jeremy Lin? And he just getting the money? I mean, the Knicks said they gonna match anyway. Shit.
I mean, look at what Carlos Boozer did to Cleveland. He had a deal basically on the table, about to sign it, and it's just like, oh, Utah offered me what? Oh, okay, I'm going to Utah.
Like, yeah, lying on lie. That was dumb on Cleveland part. I remember that. I'm like, no, nigga, I'm not taking off your restricted to offer you more money. Nope. No, nigga, I'm good.
He played that so smooth.
Yeah, we can offer you $48 million. Oh, well, they offer me $60 million. Peace.
It was ridiculous.
And unfortunately,
but, I mean,
he got paid another $60 million by your team and ain't doing shit.
At the same time, I mean, Jeremy Lin coming out with this, oh, I want a Houston, New York to match and this and that. It's like, dude, then you should have kept the contract how it was. If you really wanted them to match it, you should have kept it how it was instead of changing it.
Yeah, they both were at
fault. They both were at fault, so, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, and as much as I do like Jeremy Lin, I mean, 25 mil for a guy who basically was
played
a third. He was a third. He was a third point guard. He wasn't getting no run.
Nope.
And all of a sudden, he got known and, you know, got hot and blew up and, you know, had a lot of media frenzy. You know, I ain't going to hate the dude for it. I mean, shit, he in New York. It ain't like he was like, I want to be the man in New York. Give me all that attention. It was just like, we banged up. Here, man, go out there, do something. And he did it.
Yeah.
I mean, he saved the Knicks. If they hadn't won them games, they probably wouldn't even been in the playoffs. He basically salvaged their season.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, Knicks fans is like, oh, shit, we got a shining light. Cool. But for a dude who played well half a year and is kind of turnover prone, yeah, he got a lot to prove.
Yeah.
You know, and then, but that was slick by the Knicks, making that trade to get
to get Raymond Felton.
Yeah, and get Raymond Felton and Kurt Thomas.
It was like,
hey, man, I didn't like
every signing you.
Yeah, they bring Kurt Thomas back and Raymond Felton. And
that
the funny part is, I think Raymond Felton technically is the better player right now.
But yeah,
you got
no question,
him cheaper.
Raymond Felton's done it longer.
Right. The problem is, nobody really sees Raymond Felton getting any better. You feel like you've seen what Raymond Felton going to give you, and that's it.
Yeah.
At least Jeremy Lin seems like he has that, like,
he has
he's taken that step.
He has a higher ceiling.
Yeah.
I agree.
You know, and it's funny that people are like, oh, now you want to get cheap? Now you want to get cheap, Dolan? You was cool with...
You was throwing that money at Jerome James, homie.
Yep, you signed Tyson Chandler to fucking... You gave him $3-4 million extra a year that you didn't need to.
Gave Allen Houston $100 million.
And now I'm like, oh, what a luxury tax. I don't want, but I'm going to be cheap now. I'm like, oh, no, now you do. So you fucking amnesty Chauncey Billups and just gave $60
million
up.
Yep. Yes, he did.
Jesus, dude. And let's see, who else got paid? Brooke Lopez. Yeah, 4 years, 60. Yes, way to go, Orlando. I'm not taking that motherfucker for no 4 years, 60 mil. No. That's way too damn
definitely
much.
Not.
And they re-signed Chris Humphries for 2 year, 24. So, oof. You got two solid guys in your front court. You're paying almost $30 million for both of them dudes. And they got a squad, but damn.
Yeah, they got a squad. They got a nice little squad going over there in Brooklyn. So, I like what I'm seeing from that team. As far as the off-season moves they've made, they've done some nice things. Got a nice little core together. It's just a little expensive. It's probably not going to last beyond 2 years. But I like the direction they're going. They at least got their star player to come back. They got a guy like Brooke Lopez, so even though you didn't get Dwight Howard, you know, the consolation prize isn't that bad. So,
no.
You know, I think they're definitely going to be a team to watch out for. They're going to make a serious playoff run.
The way the team is constructed and who they have, if they gel, they should be able to get that at least in the top four. I think they can make a top four at home court in the first round. At least I think they can get that far, potentially. They're not better than, Bulls ain't got no dead road, but they're not better than Miami or Boston.
Hey, man, I'm not going to put them past the Bulls yet. We may not have Derrick Rose, but, you know, you look at our squad. We did add some depth. Got Kirk Heinrich back, who was a solid replacement, I think, for the time being until Rose can come back. You know, we added Marco Bellinelli. We're about to add Nazem Mohammed. You had a guy, Vladimir Radmanovich, who can shoot threes, too. So we lost Kyle Korver, but we gained a couple three-point shooters. You know, Nazem Mohammed will serve as a replacement for Ashik. Even though he's not as defensively sound as Ashik, and he's older, but you know, it's just a 1 year deal, so just kind of making do, kind of see what the Bulls are doing. They're trying to clear as much room, I guess, for the next couple
years. Yeah, I mean, you have to. I mean, you in the day, this day and age with the CBA, you have to be smart. You have to think ahead. You know, they really don't want to lose Taj Gibson. They really do not want to lose Taj Gibson. They know they're going to have to pay him. They know once he's a restricted free agent, he going to get the max because that's what that's what motherfuckers do. Taj Gibson? You don't think Taj Gibson going to get offered $8 million a year?
I don't know. Like, come on. I mean, shit. So Darko's getting paid $8 million a year. I mean, what the everybody's getting $8 million. It's just annoying now. It's like, come on. You sorry teams, stop offering all this money to my good players because they're going to want that money.
Yeah, and then other dudes who got some nice deals. Now, you know how much crap we give Boston and saying, you know, a lot of people saying Boston is racist and nobody want to go to Boston. You got Doc Rivers on your team. You getting fucking players. How the fuck did the Celtics get Courtney Lee?
This is bullshit. I don't know what the hell they're doing. They got Courtney Lee. They added. This is what I don't get. I don't understand how these cats can afford these people. They re-signed KG, re-signed Brandon Bass, they re-signed Jeff Green. They added Courtney Lee through a trade. They signed Jason Terry. How are they affording all of this?
You signed Chris Wilcox.
Signed Chris Wilcox, and then you drafted Jared Sellinger and Fat Melo. Boston's had, in my opinion, the best offseason so far.
Oh, no, I think so, too. You know, I know people will say Miami's because all Miami did was just get, in a sense, two starters. Guys who could play starting minutes. I mean, they tore the end, but you got two really good shooters, above-average shooters. So, for nothing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, I mean, Boston rebuilt. Or, no, Boston retooled. You basically replaced Ray Allen with Jason Terry. So you basically replaced the three-point shooter with a three-point shooter who's clutch, too.
Yeah, it was pretty much a wash there.
Yeah, and you add a young small forward for 4 years, 21 for $5 million. You figured he would have got more money somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, that was question.
But Doc Rivers was on it, calling people, saying, we want you to be here. And I ain't going to lie, who wouldn't want to play for Doc? I would play for Doc Rivers.
Yeah.
Doc Rivers has proved he's a top five coach. Doc Rivers proves he can galvanize his players. Dudes will run through the wall for Doc Rivers. He's a coach you want to play for.
Yeah. Players love him. Can't blame him. He's led them to the promised land.
Yep. Another good deal. O.J. Mayo, who I was expecting to get a good payday, got a 2-year deal with the Mavericks.
That was a nice pickup for Dallas.
Man, Dallas just, what they flipped their backcourt now?
They came out of nowhere. They're just, my goodness gracious. They're souping up a little bit, too.
The funny thing is, that was the backcourt that the Pacers envisioned.
Yeah.
O.J. Mayo, Darren Collison, now they in Dallas. That was a nice move. Hey, man, Mark Cuban is doing his thing.
Playing the smart.
You know, smart money, 2 years there. Darren Collison's there for a year. You know, you signed Chris Kaman for a year. Elton Brand. Beautiful moves, man.
Yeah, they're making some nice moves. Making some nice moves.
You know, and the team out here, the Lakers. You know, they got Antoine Jameson.
Nice. Yeah, they got Antoine, which was a nice pickup, I got to say.
Yeah, no, that was nice. That was a great move by Mitch Kupchak. Nice, solid bench. You actually have a bench now. You got David Ebanks coming off the bench, who, you know, he should get more run. He proved he can play a little bit, and you should give him some more run.
Yes, he did.
So, it's not just Steve Blake on your bench anymore, which you needed. Speaking of Lakers, what do you think they're going to do now that Andrew Bynum is basically going to be a free agent? Do you think they play?
It's a tough call.
They
tough
play
call.
Nice. You know, because the scary part is if they're both free agents, do the Lakers get to choose who they want? Would you rather have Dwight Howard for 80 over Bynum for 100 mil? Which, I mean, you're basically paying the same thing, but.
Yeah.
Oof.
Can they afford him outright like that?
I don't know what to see. I mean, because their betting situation is not that great.
Not at all.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they'll have money to re-sign Bynum, so, you know, Lakers are going to start playing kissing butt and acting nice and saying, woo, let's woo Bynum. And if I'm buying them,
all they want, if I'm buying them, the damage has already been done. I've already heard everything I've needed to hear.
There's only one person, if I'm Andrew Bynum, that I care about right now in the Lakers organization. Gary Vitti, keep my ass healthy.
Yep.
Get some ice, nigga. Let's do what we need to do. If I play all 82 games and the playoffs, pay me, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Give me that money. Give me the loot. Give me the loot. You know, then the Lakers fans would be like, oh, he's healthy. He ain't hurt. He'd be like, nope, you thought I was banged up and washed up and you didn't want me. Peace.
Exactly. You thought I sucked, so kiss this.
You know, you get Dwight Howard. He's okay with taking 5-6 shots a game and just playing defense. But me, no. He didn't like it when Phil Jackson was there. He was getting frustrated.
Yeah.
Like, all you just want me to do is play defensive rebound? For what? I want to shoot the ball. And nope. Pow. You heard that shit.
Yeah.
I heard that on hearing with the Olympics that Kobe's like, as long as I'm a Laker, I want Pow to be a Laker.
Oh, Lord.
I was like, what? I was like, oh, he's trying to play the power move.
Lest we forget, I was reading an article that reminded me that a long time ago when Kobe Bryant was wanting to be traded from the Lakers, he requested that they trade Andrew Bynum.
Yep. And you know, what I take of that comment in layman terms, and this layman terms means I want Dwight Howard. Because I've been preaching, and I'm going to keep preaching, Bynum and Gasol cannot play together. If you want them to be at their best, they can't play together. Bynum needs the rock a lot. If you're saying Bynum is the best offensively skilled big man in the game, why the fuck do I want to give him 8 shots?
True that.
I want you to have 16 shots, almost 20 shots. Kobe going to take 25, 30, 35, 40 shots. You know, can Bynum get at least 15? You know, until I see Kobe Bryant taking 15 shots a game for, like, the season, you know, 20 at the most, you know, if he takes 20 or less shots with this team, they might be the shit.
Yeah,
I said it, Laker fans. If Kobe Bryant takes 20 or less shots with this team, they might really be the shit. How many of y'all think that's going to happen? I don't.
I don't see that happening at all.
You know,
by any means.
Nope. That's what it's in. I get to go back to doing what I do, which is shooting. Like, you've been doing that. You going to do that some more? Okay. All right.
Do whatever you got to do, Doc. Do whatever you have to do to make yourself feel good.
Yeah, you know he is.
Oh, of course he is.
You know, now they got the USA team. They're going to play Spain soon.
That's going to be.
They got pushed by Argentina.
Mm-hmm. They've been getting pushed quite a few games here, so.
Yeah, they're going to be rocking the old Dream Team jerseys.
God.
And you're not the Dream Team. You're dreaming about being the Dream Team, but that's as far as you're going to get.
Definitely can't beat them. Okay, if it's one game, two games, any games, you can't beat them.
No, yeah, we went into that.
You already debated.
Check it out. If you didn't hear last week's episode, we went in on that. So you know we think the 2012 team can't. The only thing you can do with the Dream Team is rock their jerseys.
Exactly, and pretend to be them.
Right. Yes, the competition is different. I will give y'all that. Teams that you guys are playing are better than the Dream Team. But the Dream Team is just a shit. That's it. And ain't nothing more need be said.
No, sir.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to get into some football talk. Football is around the season, y'all.
Loving it.
And there's some knuckleheads out there. We're going to get into our what the fuck also, because, you know, it's a lot of them that I got to point out.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
We'll be right back. Your brother's Lame and Sports Happy Hour.
Ride a tricycle in a biker's club. Mike Tyson face tatted at it like it rough. Hey, scatterbrain, don't get your gray matter punched up till you hunch talk, talking like you punch drunk. One love, two maybe if I'm drunk enough. Naked watching three painted ladies do the bump and rub. Mean monkey Gene, the heaps call me sugar. Now booking her in the cat skills, like look at her rap skills. She booking the backpack, the nerd in the rat pack. Gene Martin, the Bergerac, you heard of a murder rap. Her murder rep can learn it, confirm. And then burn its audio. Music for your convertible. Use it for burning cardio. Don't use it with burners. They'll find me in your stereo and blame me for the murders. Lock me up and get me carried off. I know what's that murder before. Murder, murder, fuck it, murder. Make a foe. Insert a learning curve. Mine is so high you get vertigo. Assert a girl in front of blow. Eternally superlative. Blindfolded. Learn to drive at night up on a girder bridge. Heard a no. Tyler Durden and nervousness. The boys are back. Oh yes, the boys in black. The boys are hearts. As rap star. Gina Rockstar. Minus the Pharrell and all the cop cars. Rocks off, lock bars with the realest. In the spot, really, y'all should get on your knees and pray us for forgiveness' sake. I said the word is back. You heard of that.
Devil force of FaceTime, shade time. You never see him coming cause you're faith blind. The mainline, blood's waving flags like canine. Crips throwing gang signs. The beast in the street bare they teeth like a canine. Low like the baseline. Gina Qua think alike like great minds. Crown is on my head. What makes you think that you could take mine? They know they'll never win, but still they race is like a hate crime. Run the track like Tyra and Higher Learning. We bleeding gasoline, so we keeping the fire burning. We speeding like Vaseline, and we speak for a higher purpose. You believe in magazines that deliver entire sermons. You need some Vaseline, cause your shit is drier than deserts. You never fired a weapon in your life, so picturing yourself as a gangster, the only way that you shoot. And my intelligent design is a product of evolution. So I gotta eat, write and catch phrases just to get at your girl. Create solutions for a digital world. So baby, even when I'm spitting game, I'm adding on. Rappers gone, argue over the dope. I got an acronym for Capricorn. Centered and prepared, rigorous, innovative, captivating, ordinary, regular, nigga just growing daily, a chick going crazy, yo. Handle her like Chelsea lately, rocking the fresh kicks like you felt the baby. Wait till you done being whack. We got every hand up from the front to the back. If you're wondering why I do this dress in front of your rap, they need attention, dog. There ain't no more money in your rap. So if you're mixing with GarageBand videos on the flip cam, I'm a big fan. You got more heart than breath of Hitman. But shit, damn, that's the pinnacle. It's no better. I'm boasting, but still stay humble. Never sin. I'm posting.
What is that?
Back to the Brothers Lambda Sports Happy Hour. If y'all want to hit us up, you can do that. You can call the hotline at 323-455-4219. You can email us at thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter at Brothers Layman. This is L-E-H-M-A-N. Sounds like the Layman Brothers, the defunct financial company. We are not that. We are the Brothers Layman.
Not if affiliated with that in no way, shape, or form.
No, we do not have that money, so don't ask. And if you need help remembering, just add the Lehman Brothers plus Brothers Grimm, Brothers Lehman. There you go.
Right.
Now, on to the gridiron. We can't wait, that's y'all. Right. Training and camp is coming up.
My team's getting ready.
You know what that means. We're getting close to some of them, some smash mouth.
But that football.
It seems like it's been a while. It's you know, we haven't really talked much about. Yes, we have.
Talked a little bit about
Drew Brees. Come on, Drew Brees.
Mr. I Got Paid.
Yeah, it's funny that when we came out talking about, are y'all going to pay Matt Forte and Ray Rice? Yep, they got paid. Like, oh, shit.
I'm telling you, they listening to us, dude. They listening to us.
Yeah, they know what's up. Pay them dudes. So they paid. You know, we get to see that. Michael Vick thinks the Eagles can become a dynasty.
Stop it.
You know, last year was backup Vince Young saying it's the dream team. I didn't get that at all. He was dreaming he was starting for that team. That shit wasn't. But clearly that didn't happen. And now he's starting at home, waiting on somebody to pick him up. I don't like all this motherfucker saying we gonna be a dynasty shit. First of all,
just
you got to win.
Up. Exactly.
There's only one team that I can think of was a dynasty that did not win the Super Bowl, and that was the Bills team that went to Super Bowl four times.
Right.
I will give them that. They were a dynasty. Don't nobody go to the Super Bowl four fucking straight times.
They
didn't win.
Get over that hump.
They didn't win. I mean, shit, I know they feel like crap. Who the fuck go to the Super Bowl four straight times? That's a dynasty without a ring. Other than that, you a dynasty, that means you need to be good over a period of time and have at least won a title and go to the Super Bowl more than once.
True.
And Michael Vick, you ain't even sniffed the Super Bowl yet.
Not even close, brother.
Y'all didn't play that well last year. It was all that hype, but you didn't do nothing. They didn't make the playoffs. If I can recall, they didn't make the playoffs.
That's why I'm taking this with a grain of salt.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, we can be. Yes, everybody can be. Saints can be a dynasty. I mean, shit. Okay.
Our Broncos can be a dynasty. We got paid money, homie. Holla.
We'll see what you do, Michael Vick. I mean, that sounds good. It's gonna make motherfuckers want to draft you.
I want to pick you on my fantasy league team, but if you're gonna play like you did last year, I don't want you.
Well, he sure as hell ain't going first or second like he did last year.
Nope. He could possibly be a sleeper, folks. Look out for him. Possibilities.
Possibility. Well, to let y'all know, we are putting together a happy hour fantasy football league here. We will let y'all know. If y'all want to get in, please let us know. We'll probably have 10 to 12 teams. We're not going to have a 20-man league and all that shit. We want to make it competitive and fun at the same time. Probably not too expensive, maybe about put in $20 and see what you got.
Yeah. Come on, bring it. We hold nothing back.
No, we will be talking shit all week. And I know me and my brother, we seem like we don't differ much on the show, but it's funny, we haven't even played against each other in a fantasy football league. I think we're both in different leagues. Which will be interesting.
Yeah, we will be now though.
Yeah, we will be shit-talking back and forth.
Big time.
But I wanted to get into, and it is related to football. It is my what-the-fuck moment.
What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
You must tell this must be football season, because motherfuckers just want to get drunk and drive.
I don't get it.
What the fuck? Really?
Especially
a grip of y'all.
Money.
And it first started, the motherfucking, it wasn't even an NFL player who started. It was Jason Kidd ass getting in a single car accident in the Hamptons. Did y'all see them pictures on the websites? Did y'all see that shit? What happens when I'm on Twitter now, Jason Kidd looking drunk as shit at the party. Boo Bard.
Ooh,
looking like, nigga, I'm having a good-ass time. Like, hell yeah, you are. You wasted. You that drunk, you're at the party. Of course you having fun.
Oh,
like, dude, he just like, I'm going back to New York. Let's party. And he set it off. And then, of course, the NFL motherfuckers, they just, let's keep it going.
Keep the party started.
I mean, shit, who started fucking Marshawn Lynch?
Marshawn Lynch getting drunk.
Getting charged out here in Alameda.
Drunk. Aaron Berry got DUI twice. Then we got Justin Blackman, the rookie from Jacksonville. UC still ain't signed his contract yet. I think they put in some language in there like, look, you go and get drunk like this, we, I don't know if we can keep you.
I mean, shit, who else? Yeah, Corey Williams. I know that was back in 2011, but he's facing his charges. You know, being over the legal limit in Arkansas.
Then you just had Robert Quinn from St. Louis just got caught. So it's just,
you know, in an accident in St. Louis.
And Mr. I always stay drunk, Kenny Britt, with his, what,
this
eighth infraction? Since he's been drafted in 2009, it's only been 3 years, and he has what, eight infractions? You averaging about 3 a year? Yeah, so it's a good way to go, buddy. Now I have a question for you.
Yeah,
at what point do you say enough is enough? You know, I know Detroit made an example of Aaron Berry today. Said, you know what, it's the second time you had a DUI, cut, you're done. But you know, we all know Kenny Britt's a much high-profile player than Aaron Berry is. So at what point do you say, okay, enough's enough, we can't take it anymore? Especially somebody like him who's always injured.
You know what? It really does depend on the person. I mean, if you're getting, like, fucking infractions every damn month, then, yeah, that's a problem. And, I'm not keeping you that long. I mean, this thing got... I've read his shit, fucking Kenny Britt, since 2009. Ticketed for driving without a license. Outstanding traffic warrants for false statements on his driver's license application. What the fuck are you lying on your license for? Dude, really? Nigga, what are you, 15? Shit. Lawsuit over his alleged role in a Nashville bar fight. Arrest after a car chase. Charges for resisting arrest after police confronted him over what they thought was marijuana. Marijuana? And then in, what was this, last year, went on Facebook to threaten to retire from the league and was crapping on Commissioner Goodell. You know what? Look, I'm fairly new when it comes to social media. I'm not on Facebook. I just got on Twitter.
Yep.
I hate y'all motherfuckers who be arguing and talking all that shit on this through Twitter and Facebook. You really gonna talk shit to the fucking commissioner on Facebook?
Grow a pair.
Yes. Come on. Jesus.
Say it to his face, fool.
Come on. We know motherfuckers don't like him. Come on, Clinton. Y'all made him judge, jury, executioner, so pretty much don't fuck up. And
that?
If you keep fucking up, don't get mad when you get in trouble. He's acting like a kid. I got a kid. If he keep acting up, he can't look at me like, why am I getting spanked all the time? Well, motherfucker, because you keep getting in trouble. You don't listen. It is a lot, dude. I'm not mad at them for cutting that player. Got to.
Well, secondly, I mean, for Detroit, I mean, they've had guys getting in trouble all offseason. So they had to set some kind of precedent. Like, look, you guys just can't keep doing this.
They look like the Jailblazers.
Ridiculous.
Everybody.
And my team ain't no better. You got DJ Williams, got DUI issues, stupid ass is showing plays on Facebook. Like, what the fuck are you doing? And you got Elvis Dumervil, who supposedly got out of his car and flashed a gun at somebody. It's like, oh, my God. Nobody can stay out in trouble. Like, good Lord.
Yeah, I don't get these guys. You get contracts. They not all guaranteed, but you get some money because all y'all motherfuckers are like 6 feet and over and big as hell. It's just cool and we can do what we want. I mean, motherfuckers get pulled over at like 5:30 in the morning. Like you said, Robert Quinn, pulled over at 5:30 in the morning. And the nigga didn't have no insurance. What?
How do you have that much money you ain't got no insurance?
I can see if you broke and you trying to get that, what they call that, Titan insurance or fucking the general out here. Mm-hmm. We're getting insurance for like $29. Dude, you making six figures a year. You can't afford like $200 a month on some damn insurance?
Well, a guy like Quinn, he making more than six figures. He's making seven. He's a first-round pick. He making money. And my thing is, you guys are millionaires. You don't have drivers. You don't have nobody who come and I'm telling you, it's going to get to a point. If it keeps up to this pace, Roger Goodell is going to get to a point where it's going to be like, all right, look, we're either going to have mandatory drivers for y'all when y'all go to clubs, or the punishment is going to be much more severe.
Oh, he's going to
crack
all right,
down. F this. Your first DUI, 4-game suspension, no questions asked.
Yeah, it's going to be. Y'all set just a fucked up example. Stop. Come on. I mean, there's so many DUIs. I am with Jonathan on. Look, if we get a team out in L.A. and y'all need a motherfucking driver,
hire me.
You know, you want to pay me like, you want to pay a taxi, you want to pay me like $500?
$1,000? I will drive you around this mofo.
To be your designated driver, nigga, give me.
I will gladly.
Give me $500, nigga. I will be sipping on water and juice all night watching y'all drink. Drink to your heart's content.
Real.
Nigga, give me your whip, GPS it. Where are we going? Where you want to go? We can do that. Now, if you're going to be doing some shit in the back of the car, yeah, that's going to cost you a little more. For me to know, I will turn. I ain't looking. Give me that money.
I'll turn the other cheek, but, yeah, just give me that money.
Oh, man.
I don't understand these guys. I don't. You got all this freaking money. Hire a driver, dude. All it takes is one phone call.
Yeah, y'all roll posse'd out. Not one guy can't stay sober. I mean, I know y'all want to have fun, but damn.
We popping bottles. We doing all that.
Yeah, for as much money as you spend on a bottle in the club, which is a goddamn grip, you can pay a dude. You can pay a dude to stay sober. Does that sound hard to do? Yeah, I'm gonna pay you not to drink. I'm with it. I like to drink, but if you're gonna pay me not to drink, come on.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm with that. Yeah, that's in the happy hour we drink. Money, yeah, I will help you out, and I will keep you from getting DUIs.
Big time. Oh, yeah, definitely. I will definitely keep you from getting DUIs. No questions asked.
Yeah, man, y'all fucking up the fantasy. Y'all fucking fantasy league. We're trying to win some money this year.
Exactly.
Chris trying to pay some bills.
Trying to keep my pockets fat.
Trying to win in my league.
Exactly.
And one last note, just to throw out there before we leave. Ichiro is a Yankee. And he was traded today. No, he's
getting
old.
Good for him. Good for him. You know, he's playing on Seattle's sorry ass team for a while. Good for him. I'm glad he got to go somewhere where he can actually win. I like Ichiro, so
I do too. He's been a good guy. You know, Seattle couldn't pay him. They weren't in a position, you know, to win. Ain't no point in paying the guy all that money if you know you ain't going nowhere. So hopefully he wins. I do like Ichiro, too. He's been solid. He's just done his job. He hadn't been super, but, I mean, he's a great leadoff hitter.
Yeah, he is.
So good luck, and the Yankees get another one. I know how
it
is.
And it just keeps going.
Yes, we live in L.A. We know how it is. Hopefully, with Magic and then the Dodgers get some of that magic and we can start bringing some names here.
Let's hope so.
Get some wins, baby.
So those Dodgers.
See what y'all do. Play it over your heads and we'll see. Oh, now I'm watching. How did I forget this motherfucker who gets the what the fuck? How did I forget about Slappy Old Mama Dez Bryant? Really, nigga?
What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
Oh, my God. I saw this. I saw that.
Man.
Really? You hit your mama. First one is like you hit her across the face with a baseball cap. That shit just sounds funny as hell. Like, what? Because it's like, he assaulted his mama. What are you doing? He hit her with a baseball
with
cap.
A cap.
What?
That's just insulting.
First, I'm like, she just hit her with, how did that make news? But then it was like, oh. Then you grabbed her, causing her broad and tear, and.
Here's another one. Can't stay out of trouble. What is wrong with these niggas? Knucklehead.
Why he fell. You know, Tony Romo had his back. I mean, hey.
Yeah, be careful, Tony.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, I know. You already had one that was your boy. Hopefully, he don't start crying and say, that's my quarterback. You're like, oh, shit.
My quarterback. Oh, man. Good times, T.O. Good times. That's classic. I will never forget it. I appreciate it, dog.
Yeah.
My quarterback. Cry me a river, nigga.
It's my team. It's my quarterback.
Yeah, man. I mean, come on. We're talking about drunk driving. About this nigga? And I heard his mama say he don't want to.
She don't want to press charges.
Yeah.
Of course not. That's her son. Of course not. I mean, and
somebody called. I mean, it must have been a big deal to somebody. You didn't just, like, slap like we going to fight. You play fight and you hit a motherfucker. You must have, like, hit her. For somebody to be like, yeah, he's beating on his mama. Let's call the police.
He whopped her ass.
Come on, man.
And I know you upset about, you know, I know people have crossed boundaries asking you about your moms through the whole NFL scouting combine, her Miami, you know, kind of asked her if his mom was a prostitute, things like that. But let's be honest, bruh, your mom has been caught with crack and things of that nature.
Dude, you fucking hate me. You just got arrested.
And now you're beating her.
Come on, you hit your mama.
Yeah, it's not a good look. That just makes all of y'all look bad.
Clearly, it's you okay. You just hit your mama. You must think she... Well, I won't go that far. Well, no. You don't... I don't be knowing people who hit their mamas like that. Unless they crazy.
Nope.
Or she been hit before and just be taking it.
Yeah.
Because...
I have to say, but it's the truth.
We ain't hitting my mama. Mama will hit me the fuck back. I'll be like, what the hell are you doing? And then sock me the fuck back harder. Like, the fuck is wrong with you?
Wouldn't even think about that.
Nah, man. I'm like, you just yell at her.
Yeah, for real.
You know, or do the little Chris Rock, just shake her. But really, like, you grabbing her. What the fuck, dude? You don't want to deal with her? Don't give her no money.
Yeah, for real, man. Seriously. I don't know.
You know what? I drafted you last year and you fucked up, so
I ain't drafting him. Believe me.
Demaryius
Thomas. That's what I did.
You know, how many people are gonna miss the first 2 days, the first 2 weeks of the season? Fucking like a quarter of the league. Jeez.
Yeah.
So when's the next somebody, I'm sure before we come back to y'all next week. Somebody else will have a DUI or busted for marijuana or didn't get sued for child support, something.
Aggravated assault, something. Yeah, something's going to happen.
Yeah, I'll let you know, football, we getting close to the season.
That lets you know we are close.
It's been great having y'all here, chatting it up. Once again, if you want to hit us up, you can. You can call the hotline at 323-455-4219. You can also contact us via email at thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at thebrotherslayman. You can find the podcast on blackisonline.com. A lot of great stuff on there. You can also find a podcast on Stitcher and iTunes. Please leave us ratings and comments. Let us know if we're just too off the wall. Voice your opinion. Do all of that. That's what we're here for. If you want to hear a certain tune, let me know. We'll do what we can to play it for you.
Yeah, definitely. Hit us up. Let us know anything you guys want to know. Gladly take any opinions you guys may have. And we roll with them. So from Chris and Jonathan, this is the Brothers Layman, Sports Happy Hour. We'll be giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy.
Holla.
with suckers. They tried to tell me that my license was suspended. I got offended for a minute and pretended that I never even got the damn letter. It's 9 o'clock on the dot, so I think I better scoot off to school, cause in class is a test. I gotta dress fast, grab my glasses and my vest. Oh, damn, ass harder than as I am. Hopped in my hootie ride, pumped up the jam. Put it in reverse and the first in this verse. And from that very moment on, my day got worse.
If I was standing in the street, I suddenly seen the smoke. I know that Derek's on his way. I ran to get my coat and a bag from the room. It took a minute. Boom! I just used the car. We drove away in a Zoom. I assumed doom as we were driving on the gravel. At any given minute, we could have a shortened travel. So I rambled about my license as we shambles. Should've took the bus. I busted out the saddles or some old nights. I wish we had some good bikes. We need to exercise, baby. We can take a hike and you can give Sherry back those car keys. Because everywhere I walk, I wanna have to say please.
The camera side rings and high beams, two to a team. The blue coat Billy goes across my rear view. Hot on the tail of an innocent being. My heartbeat is racing at a pace so fast. I'm wishing that the cops would get off my ass. My tail can't go to jail, cause it's whack. What would happen to my girl and my record contract? Yo,